Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, the proven system to unlock limitless energy, motivation, and health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. Let's get straight into it on this episode. Welcome to this episode. We've got another fantastic guest for you, James Dand. James is the UK's leading empowerment songwriter, writing music specifically for personal development to help people to unleash their inner power. He's around 2 decades experience working with thousands of people as a university lecturer of sports science and also a coach as well. He's also an international speaker, a contributing author of a best-selling book, and he's been commissioned to create music for multi-million dollar companies, best-selling authors, and international speakers. His aim is to use transformational music within experiential training courses, it's a bit of a mouthful there, to help personal development enthusiasts become committed and empowered to achieve more so that they have a positive impact in the world. Without further ado, welcome to the podcast, James. How are you doing, mate?
I'm great, thank you, Danny.
Good stuff. Tell us a little bit about your journey then, mate. Where did it all start and how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, well, I've actually got a background in, not quite health, but certainly lifestyle and fitness. I spent many years in the fitness industry and working as a sports science lecturer. And the interesting thing is that I made a change from what I was doing. I basically found myself in a position where I was in a management position at a college, and I was just feeling unfulfilled. You know, where you're sitting in meetings and you're just thinking, I'm not really fully into this, you know, and I'm one of my biggest fears is wasting my life away, you know, having regrets on my deathbed. And myself and my wife started to struggle a little bit as well in our relationship. So it was really a time where I just knew I needed to make a change, and I wasn't quite sure what that change should be. And I thought maybe I'll get myself back into the fitness industry. And I enrolled myself on a holistic lifestyle coaching course. It was the level above one I'd done before. And I'm sitting there on day one of the course, and I open up the training manual and I come across a question that really changes my life. And that question was, if you were to die today, would you die knowing that you have lived your life fully? And that is a powerful question. And it really got me thinking. And in actual fact, it was at the end of that course, the end of that day, I spoke to the instructor of the course and I said, you know what, I really like all the lifestyle, you know, the healthy eating, the exercise. I love to gain knowledge and try and apply it. But my other real passion is music, in particular songwriting. And through our conversations together, she sort of said, you know, you've got to be doing that in some capacity. You need that for your spirituality, you know, for your spiritual health. You need that as part of your health to be doing that. And she actually set me a task of go back to the hotel room and write a song. Well, I didn't actually do that because we had lots of homework to do and I would have got had a really late night, but it really just got me thinking. And that conversation, it changed my mind. It opened up my options in my mind. Of course, those options were always there to me, but it opened up my mind. And in a way, I gave myself permission to make a change and do something different. And I went home from that course and I said to my wife, right, this is what I want to do. I want to step down from my management position. I want to reduce my hours at work and I want to pursue songwriting. And since then, you know, it's been a bit of a journey and I've come away from trying to focus on the main music industry to doing what I enjoy doing more now, which is the empowerment songwriting, which is writing music for personal development.
Nice. Excellent. So in terms of using music to enhance our health, how do you go about doing that when you're working with your clients, et cetera?
Yeah, well, what we have to bear in mind is music can do so many things for us. So if we look at, if we look at our mindset, for example, we can take into account our thoughts and our feelings. Now, you can play a song and it can change both of those things pretty instantly. You know, it's a great tool, as you know, Danny, because you like your music. It's a great tool for changing our state. And we all know that if we're thinking negatively and we've got negative emotions all the time, we all know that that can really seriously negatively impact our health. So music, it is a tool. I'm not saying, you know, you listen to a bit of music and you've got perfect health for the rest of your life. No, but it is a tool that can be used to take us into a new state. So for example, I use empowering lyrics. So my songs, I've just released three albums called Empowerment Songs, and they literally are that. So what they do, they're about concepts such as you are good enough. You know, the majority of people out there feel that they're not good enough. I can speak from experience there. It's about overcoming your challenges. You can be resilient. You can become unstoppable. You know, if you don't let those challenges actually stop you, by definition, you have become unstoppable. There's a song in there about gratitude. You know, again, the power of gratitude is absolutely immense. You know, if we're in a vibration of gratitude, it can really be healing to our body. And the opposite of that is all the, you know, the low frequency vibrations, the depression, etc. So by listening to the words, we can change our thoughts and we can change our thinking. And also it's our feelings as well. It's amazing. You know, if you watch a movie, something like a horror movie, for example, and it's really scary, it creates, you know that it's not actually happening. You know that you're just watching it on that television, but it will create feelings of anxiety, feelings of nervousness. But if you were to mute the sound on that horror movie, it actually wouldn't be half as scary. Maybe give it a go. And so what it was the music or the sound effects that was actually creating those emotions. So what we can do is we can do the opposite. We can use music to create positive emotions. We can use it to energize ourselves. We can use it to relax ourselves. So there's lots of different music out there, but we can use it to focus on those things. And it's the thoughts and the emotions that really affect the other things in our life. You know, the actions we take towards becoming healthy, for example.
That's some great points you make there, mate. And I can absolutely attest to that. I was doing a really, really hard workout yesterday. And I listened to a lot of podcasts, whether it be business development, personal development, and also music, because as you know, I've been a DJ for a long time. I was working out yesterday. So hard the workout was. However, I was listening to this really great podcast and the music just got me in the zone. I was just there. You hear athletes and professionals talk about being in the zone all the time. And doing that yesterday, an hour flew by. And so I can totally attest to that. Music changes your state completely.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, you don't need to go far to see that all gyms are playing music or people are listening to their own music nowadays, you know. So it's certainly a tool that can be used to motivate people to take that action and get healthy through that. Yeah,
absolutely. In terms of enhancing the mindset, what's music doing with regards to changing the mindset in that respect?
Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, to start with, if we speak about the mind, you know, you've heard left brain, right brain. Now, language is left brain. So lyrics in a song, they're focusing on the left brain, the logical side of things. But then on our right side of the brain, we've got our emotions, we've got our creativity, we've got our intuition, all of those sort of things. And the melody of a song or the rhythm of the song, those kind of things, they can sit in the right side of the brain. So it's a whole brain activity. And we can use music, really, I believe, to get, and research, you know, indicates this as well, to get deeper into our subconscious. I mean, for example, I'm sure you found this, Danny, where there's been a certain song that you've heard and a week later you're still singing it. You know, for me, an example I often use is I've been to Euro Disney with my daughter a few times and we go on the It's a Small World ride, and it's got one of those catchy tunes that gets in your head, and they're known as earworms, actually. So it's like a little worm that goes in your head and wriggles around and you can't get rid of it. Now, of course, that might not be something you want if you find you're singing a cheesy song or a nursery rhyme in an important meeting or something like that. But it can actually be great because, again, if you've got a certain song with a meaning, a positive meaning, you know, empowering lyrics, and you know that it's going in that subconscious, you know that it's sticking there. The opposite of that is what's happening right now in the news and the media, all the negativity, how that goes into us. Even if we're not really, you know, trying to consciously pay attention, it gets in there and it goes in our subconscious and it brings us down. So what we want is we want things that are actually going to raise our spirits and raise the positive thinking. And that will have a positive impact on our health, of course. And music is one of those things that can do that. If you've ever been inspired by a motivational quote, well, music in theory can be motivational quotes on steroids, because not only are you getting the words, like I say, you're getting all of the rhythm and the melody, and to really get in that subconscious mind and really start to make a difference.
Some great points there, mate, about the subconscious mind. And it's interesting what you said about it doesn't matter whether you're not specifically concentrating too hard on something, when you touched on the fear and the worry that the news is all about. You know, when something's in the background and you're focusing on something else, that thing in the background is going directly into your subconscious, isn't it? So people have the news on 24/7. They're just programming themselves to be worried and fearful, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, if we're choosing to really focus on something and really let it in, it's going to have even more of an impact. But even if things run in the background, absolutely. So we need to look at our environment, you know, and that is the things we're watching, the things we're listening to, the people we're associating with, you know, social media. It's all so powerful. And if I could just sort of then say how else music can be used, because we're on that topic. Once again, we can just have music on in the background. And that's what I love about it, because it doesn't need to take any time out of your day. You know, you can just put it on in the background and feel good. And I use music for various reasons. And you know, it doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't take any time out of the day. But you can also use music more specifically. So last night, in fact, I did a 50-minute talk. And at the end of that talk, I used a piece of music that I had created to essentially take people through a visualization. And what I did is I got them to think about certain times where they felt gratitude, fulfillment, confidence, you know, all those high vibrational frequencies. So they thought about those and they really let those feelings reverberate around the cells of their body, and then project it forward into a goal that they had, so that they imagined themselves achieving that goal with all of those feelings. And I created a piece of music that really enhanced that process. So it's sort of, you know, quiet piece of music as they're starting to think about what they've done in the past and think about those good feelings. And then I used a bit of a visualization where they're stepping into this ring of light when they can see themselves achieving that thing in the future. And they're just taking the intensity up of all those vibrations. And I used the music to really create that. And the feedback was absolutely amazing. You know, the first guy actually said, you know, I feel like I'm actually physically taller. And if you can think, you know, and you know all about this, Danny, being, you know, being a chiropractor, if people are depressed, we tend to hunch over, we tend to get, you know, kind of shorter there. Whereas if we're confident, if we're feeling good, we've got a nice tall posture. So, you know, that was really great that they'd really had that emotional experience and that mindset transformation. And that was 7 minutes long. But as well as the visualization, it was the music that really assisted with that.
Excellent. Good stuff, mate. So I can see how passionate you are in the work that you do. What is it that drives you to do that work, and why would that be?
Great question. I think the first thing for me was the fact again that I don't want to have regrets on my deathbed, because, you know, the way I see it, and I don't want to put pressure on people. So anyone who's listening, I don't want to sort of put pressure on you to kind of think, oh, you know, has my life been worthless? And I don't want you to get depressed because of that. But for me, you know, in a way, what's the point of living a life if you don't really try and be true to yourself, who you are, and, you know, make a positive impact, whatever that is for you. It doesn't have to be inspiring millions of people, but it might just be an impact on your children or, you know, whatever it is. So for me, it's about the ability to, when I'm older, say, do you know what? I haven't got those regrets that I wasn't courageous enough and I didn't go out there and become the person I should be. And then the other side of that is I really want to make a positive impact, because I'm someone that has really suffered from low self-esteem in the past, low confidence, and I'm still working through that, you know, still very much on a journey myself. So I know how it feels. I know how it feels to maybe have a gift and want to sort of shine your light. But for whatever reason, you've got some stuff going on in your head, some limiting beliefs, some fears that stop you from doing that. And that is destructive, because it leads to health problems for yourself, and it has a knock-on effect to the people that you are around as well. So, you know, I really want to make a positive impact to bring those people who are suffering from all those limiting beliefs and low self-esteem to a point where they can really express themselves, and that will enable them to make a positive impact in the world as well. So it's a ripple effect outwards.
Excellent. So big vision for yourself and your business.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Good man. So who have been your inspirations throughout life to get healthy, and role models right up to today, and what's the reasoning behind that?
Well, there's been so many people within personal development. There's obviously the, you know, the Tony Robbins of the world and various other personal development gurus. But someone I'm going to mention today, actually, because I'm on this podcast, comes from that health perspective. Do you know Paul Check, Danny?
I don't actually. No?
No. Okay. Right. Check him out. It'd be worthwhile you checking him out. So Paul Check, C-H-E-K, he runs an organization called the Check Institute. And when I was first in the fitness industry as a personal trainer, I attended a seminar at Loughborough University, and he was there. And his way of thinking was just so much beyond what I'd heard before. And I can't quite remember whether I'd seen a couple of his talks or whether it was just one. But, you know, he was talking about nutrition in a way that I hadn't heard before. It's in a way, Danny, that you will talk about it, you know, in your programs, you know, the fact of I've heard you speak before about the problems with stuff like dairy and wheat and pesticides and, you know, all those sort of things. But at the time, this was, you know, around sort 2001 time, I hadn't heard all of that stuff. And he was really talking about that. He started as a physical therapist. He got a lot more. So he sort of trained as that. He got a lot more into his exercise. And again, you know, and I know you're very much aware of this with your total health transformation. A lot of people think exercise is just beasting themselves in the gym, you know, no pain, no gain, you know, that sort of thing. But people are doing a lot of damage. I mean, it's probably done you good because you make money from those people, you know, correcting their backs and their postures, etc. But again, Paul Check's emphasis was you've got to ensure that the exercise is right for that person. And he would then do a lot of, you know, stuff like the Tai Chi and the meditation and the spiritual side of things as well. It isn't always just about going and lifting heavy weights and causing poor posture. It's about all the other stuff as well. And he actually got then a lot more into spiritualism as well. And again, it's kind of like he's always been a step ahead of me, you know. It's like when he started to get into spiritualism, I was like a little bit resistant to start with. What's this? You know, this seems a little bit strange. But then I've obviously opened my mind to that and become a lot more receptive of that. So he's been a big influence. And the other reason I mentioned him is because it was his course that I was on where I was explaining my story earlier when I had that question. You know, it was a holistic lifestyle coaching course. And just like you have, Danny, with your total health transformation, where you're talking about the exercise, you're talking about the diet, you're talking about the mindset. Again, his was very much a holistic approach. And, you know, that for me was the answer. You know, that was, yeah, that makes sense to me. We are holistic beings. That makes sense to me. So he's been a big inspiration.
Excellent. I'll definitely look him up. So I know you do a lot of reading in personal development and business development and stuff like that. In the context of health, what one book would you recommend to the listeners?
Well, I am actually going to say, and I've got it under a pile of stuff here, but I'm actually going to quote Paul Checks. Again, apart from your book, Danny, of course, I do have that with me as well, Total Health Transformation, which is brilliant. But in a similar vein, yeah, this one here, Paul Check, Eat, Move and Be Healthy. And again, you know, it's one of those books that isn't hard to read. You know, people that aren't into health can read. So it's nice and simple. It's got nice, easy illustrations, but it really is the basics of how to eat, move and be healthy. You know, it talks about all those issues of diet that are incorrect with our modern diet. You know, same with exercise. It talks about stuff like the importance of sleep and relaxation and all of those things. So it was, you know, I read it and thought, oh wow, and started to apply a lot of the stuff and noticed the benefits when I did. You know, stuff like the diet, I really noticed the change in myself when I started to apply those things.
Excellent. That does sound like there's a lot of crossover with the work that I do, because I talk about, as you know, eat, move and think on purpose. So there's a lot of similarities there. Excellent. So in terms of your inner anthem, you have touched on it a little bit, but tell us a little bit more what was your inspiration behind it? Because we can see, obviously, the big banner behind your inner anthem. Tell the listeners and viewers what that's all about, mate.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I needed a business name, or I decided that I wanted a business name. I didn't just want James Dand. I wanted to create this business name, this brand. And probably like a lot of entrepreneurs out there, when you've been looking at business names, a lot of them are already taken, you know. So I was working out, could I get a .com? Could I get a domain name? And I was going through all these lists and just playing around with words. And Inner Anthem was one which was available to me. But the whole concept of an anthem is a powerful song. It's a song that we sing, you know, our national anthem as a country when we're in sporting events or, you know, going to war or something like that. So an anthem is a really powerful song. But I believe the inner bit is we've all got our own song inside us. And when I say song, I'm using that as a metaphor. Of course, it doesn't have to be a musical piece, but we've all got a way that we want to express ourselves in the world. And we've all got our own gifts. That's what I truly believe, that we've all got a gift or several gifts that make us unique in the world. So my actual definition, and I put this out, interestingly enough, I put this out in a Facebook post and I said, well, you know, how would you describe inner anthem? And I had a lot of great answers and it was really good. But the definition I've actually come up with is your soul's unique expression. So your soul indicates who you are as a person. It's unique. No one else is exactly the same as you. And the expression bit is really important, because it's one thing identifying who you are, but the expression of it is where you say, yes, this is who I am in the world. This is where you're following your gifts. You know, it's no good me just writing songs and just listening to them myself. I want to be sharing them with the world. I want to be expressing who I am. And in terms of health, when people don't do that, when they feel like they're not heard, it could be that you're working in an organization and you're not being heard, you're not being listened to by your manager. That causes poor health. So the expression of who you are is really important to me. So that's the concept of inner anthem.
Nice. I like it, mate. So in terms of a positive mindset, and, you know, everyone's heard about how to think positive, what are the implications of not thinking positive on your mindset and obviously your health as well?
Well, I'm going to say a couple of things here. I mean, to start with, something to bear in mind is all of your body cells listen to your thoughts. OK, Okay, so you are a spiritual being. It's all energy. One cell listens to another. Just like Danny, you know, if someone comes to you, says, oh, my, I don't know, shoulder hurts or something like that, it may not be the shoulder that's the problem. It might be elsewhere in the system that's the problem, and you are able to identify that. So we have to bear in mind, once again, that we might have a certain health problem that has been caused by our thoughts. It's actually been caused by the way we were thinking. Once again, I've spoken about Paul Check a couple of times on an earlier course that I did with him, an exercise coach called, no, it was level one holistic lifestyle. That's what it was. And I heard the instructor say there about a story. This was before I understood, you know, much about personal development or mindset. And she said a story that stuck with me. And she said that she had a client who came to her with, I think it was sciatica, really bad sciatica. There might have been a bit of back pain as well. Can't quite remember. And she did the usual things, you know, looking at, the various muscles and the posture and all those sort of things. But through working with this client, she noticed that this client was always moaning about her sister. And she kept saying, oh, she's a pain in the butt. She's a pain in the ass, she is. So the coach says, okay, can you stop saying that for a while? Let's just see. Let's do a test. Stop saying that. Let's see if the pain goes away. And guess what? It did go away. However, it came back a bit later. And it was because the woman had reintroduced moaning about her sister. Her sister had obviously done something to annoy her again. And she was moaning about, oh, she has a pain in the ass. And the pain came back. So, you know, at that stage, I was like, wow, can this really be true? But, you know, now I sort of know that it's true. The way we think and the language we use can literally affect our body. However, Danny, what I would like to say is something which I think is really important, because when I first started personal development, I knew that I had to change my thinking and had to start thinking positively. There are a couple of issues with that. One, something we have to bear in mind is we're never going to think positively all the time. And what we can start to do is we can then start to think, oh no, you know, I'm thinking these negative thoughts and I've got these negative emotions and it's all going wrong. And we start to get, you know, spiral downwards, thinking that we have to be perfect. And, you know, what we need to do is bear in mind that stuff like emotions and negative thoughts, they can be signposts, they can be indicators that are there to make us more aware about something so that we can actually make certain changes. So, you know, as long as we're aware and we're accepting that the fact that we're going to have some negative thoughts, we're going to have some negative emotions, and they can actually be good for us because they're telling us something, they're indicating what we need to work on. So accepting that is important. And also, the other thing is this, we need to take responsibility for who we are. So if we're just kind of thinking, oh, I've just got to think positively, just think positively, just think positively, you know, law of attraction and everything's good and, you know, it's all unicorns and rainbows. Well, no, life isn't about that. Sometimes we have to take responsibility for our health and say, do you know what? I'm overweight, I'm unhappy, I haven't got good relationships, and I got myself to that point. So we actually, you know, it's not just all about all thinking good and life is wonderful. No, I'm unhappy about this. I'm unhappy about that. This isn't good. I'm unhealthy, but I'm not going to blame myself. I'm taking ownership. I'm taking responsibility. I'm not going to blame myself. I'm not actually going to, you know, really beat myself up about it. I'm just taking stock of things. I'm not happy with this. Now, once you've taken ownership and responsibility of that, then you have the power to do something about it. So just like to sort of make that point as well about positive thinking.
Love that, mate. Yeah, because as you say, there is a misconception that people think, oh, I've got to think positive all the time. The reality is shit happens in life, doesn't it? You know, bad things happen and some negative thoughts can come in. It's not a case of, oh, you've got to stop thinking negative. No, as you said, acknowledge them. Maybe there's something a bit out there. Thank them. And then listen to the message that they're given so you can make the changes. You know, I say to my clients all the time, listen to your body. You know, because it talks to us, doesn't it? So, yeah, it does. Good stuff, mate.
Yeah, and often we don't listen because we're too, you know, busy to listen to our bodies. Yeah.
I loved what you said about responsibility. Now, that is something that the vast majority of the planet are not willing to even entertain, sadly. Harsh, but true.
It is.
In terms of your clients, who is your ideal client and how can you help them?
So my ideal client, I mean, I'm still building up my business and what I'm doing, but really my ideal client is someone who is starting to take responsibility, you know, someone who is into personal development, someone who wants to learn and grow and develop themselves, someone who's got a goal to make a positive impact in the world. Maybe they're a creative person and they're not really using that and they want to get their creativity out there. I know what it feels like to feel absolutely stuck. I know what it feels like to feel unconfident, low self-esteem. So I love working with those kind of people to actually, you know, bring them through that. And I do that in various ways. I do that, you know, a very simple way is, you know, people are buying the albums that I've got and it is helping them. You know, it is helping them. It's helping them through the day. I've had lots of positive comments. I also, in the future, and we might come on to this, Danny, but, you know, I'm looking to do more training events where I include my speaking, which I do with music and for those kind of experiential exercises to really transform people's mindset. So it's those people that want that mindset improvement and maybe aren't quite where they want to be at the minute.
Excellent. Good stuff, mate. I know you're really, really busy. So thank you so much for taking out some time to share about Inner Anthem and your journey. It's been fantastic, mate.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.
Cool. Where's the best place that people can find you online and speak a little bit about those experiential trainings that you're going to be delivering in the near future?
Okay, will do. Yeah, so you can find me online at inneranthem.com. There's my website and you can find out more about my music there. Also on social media, you know, either tap in James Dand or Inner Anthem, you should find me. Places like Facebook, I'm quite active on, for example. You can obviously connect with me on LinkedIn or wherever. I've got a YouTube channel as well. And yes, in the future, I mean, obviously COVID is affecting things now, but I'm obviously doing a lot online. But I'd love to get back to those live experiences because you and I, Danny, have both been on courses where we've really experienced things, haven't we? Experienced shifts. It's not just about the words that are said, the knowledge. It's about the actual experience in it. So that's what I want to do a lot more of in the future. It's create these live experiences where people will attend a course and not be the same person at the end of it as they were at the start. I know that's happened to me before on courses and I want to do that a lot more with other people. So that's what I'm looking at in the future.
Excellent. Good stuff. Thanks again, James. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been an honour, Danny. Thank you ever so much.
Speak soon, mate.
You've been listening to the THT podcast with myself, Dr. Danny Scarhill. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or any one of the other outlets where we stream. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/totalhealthtransformation. You can also find more information about myself on my website, dannyscarhill.com. We'll find lots of fantastic information and some free products for you as well. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.